Yes. When we started adoration, you know, when we first started adoration, it was in a closet off the school narthex. But it served, it was also the daily mass chapel. And so we got very used to pausing adoration for daily mass. And that would become very useful because even when we went into the new church and we were using the Holy Spirit chapel for adoration and for daily mass pre-COVID, we would use it for both. And just got used to pausing adoration for the mass. And so, but you're absolutely right. The plans, you know, you learn anything, you learn to be flexible, I guess. And one of the things, the hope was to put the permanent adoration chapel in the base of the bell tower. And we were not able to do that. You know, the Italians were, that made the bells were really, they had a good good example. They said, would you want to be right next to instruments when they go off, or have instruments going off above your head when you're trying to pray? You know, the tower acts as part of the instrument in that the sound echoes down through the tower. You would not want the adoration chapel in the back. It was probably kind of a naive, or, you know, we just didn't know. We didn't have any idea. So now the permanent adoration chapel is separate, right next to the bell tower. In fact, one of the ironic things is you can be in the permanent adoration chapel. You can't even hear the bells when they go off because the sound goes right over the top of your head. And yet if you're in the Holy Spirit chapel, the daily mass chapel, you can hear the bells quite well because it picks it up from the angle that the sound comes out of the tower.